This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My feeling last night, and we wonder what yours is. We were talking about the emotion you felt when Juice ran into the end zone and it was just like, okay. And earlier I said the word relief, but can I add a different one? I was exhausted. I texted some buddies. I'm like, I'm exhausted. And the comeback is to blame for that. Seattle making a run at the Niners. Like, the Niners, I don't want to say they needed an Ottoman game. They had one against the Patriots a couple of weeks ago. But it feels like, here's how I would say it. Like, they need an Ottoman game when they get one that's handed to them and they won't take it. That's the issue this year. It's not that I'm one of these snooty, I expect a blowout every game fans. Like, the other teams are paid and they've got athletes too and they're trying and all of that. They're good too. But when you have the blowout in hand, do it. Do
right.
Do it. And they won't do it. They won't do it. They let hanging around and hanging around. They keep doing that. So relief, exhaustion. But the season for me is back on track. And I know it's not what we want it to be. We didn't want to be 3-3. We don't feel like they should be 3-3, but they are. And they currently sit in first place. And I really think that the NFC West, based on just watching these four teams, I think they're the team. They're probably going to win the division. And I also think there is a reasonable thought that the second half of the season is going to be healthier than the first. Don't know that. Don't want to jinx anything.
You never know.
You don't know. But, for example, the report that Christian McCaffrey has started to ramp up and is not experiencing any flare-up, and they are indeed now targeting a date, which is Tampa Bay after the bye, week 10. Like,
well, better news than that is Ricky Pearsall's window is going to open on Monday.
That's correct.
So McCaffrey's window will not open on Monday, but Pearsall looks like his window will open and he'll have a 6-day ramp up to be ready Sunday. So it feels like you're going to have some guys coming back. You would think that Greenlaw will be one. You would hope that the kicker is one. McCaffrey's another. Pearsall's another. You never know who's going to be lost due to injury. That is football, and you can't count for that. But when you start to look at who might be coming in, you can get excited about the second half.
13 plus 7 plus 7.
Yep.
Like, hang on. Let's do
this.
That's
27.
Well, so wait a minute. So there's these 3 days, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then there's 7 more days, so that's 10. And then there's 7 more days, so that's 17.
Yeah, and then there's 7 more days.
So that's 30 days, okay?
Until Tampa?
30 days, they only play twice. That's a big thing to say right now. Over the next 30 days, they play twice.
Oh, from now until November 10th.
Correct.
Yeah, that's 30 days.
30
yeah.
days, they play 2 football games.
Yeah.
That should give you a second to take a breather and maybe get some people healthy. And like, I just look at this Niner team and I go, man, you're not perfect. You're clearly not perfect. but you're trying to figure it out through some weird circumstances. You've lost some players. You've not gotten some players back, some other surprise injuries, a new coordinator. Some of you will listen to this and be like, these are excuses. No, no, because every team has their adversity. But I think the Niners have had their share, and they're figuring it out, and there's kind of a hanging in there type of a feel to it. And this right now is October. The Super Bowl is 4 months away. We are thinking too much about the Super Bowl. Read the book. We're only in chapter 6.
And it's interesting the way you laid that out, because in the next 30 days, they'll play 2 games. In the previous 31 days, they played 6 games. So if you go from September 9th, the opener, through October 10th, which was last night's game, that's 31 days, and you played 6 times. So you're telling me in the next 30 days you play twice?
Twice.
That is
wonderful.
Crazy. It's just crazy when you think about, like you're talking about, a book with 17 chapters, and the first 6 chapters of the book, there was 3 chapters that were like, what?
Yeah.
I want to put this thing down. I'm going to skip ahead to the end of it and see how this book ends, but just read the next chapter, which is a really juicy one, with Patty Mahomes coming to town, and then a rivalry game against Dallas, and then a week off. And hopefully, like you're saying, at that point, maybe CMC is back, and hopefully Ricky Pearsall by then will be back, and maybe you get good news about the kicker, and hopefully by then you get some news about Dre Greenlaw. Where is he? Is he getting closer to maybe returning? Because right now, all we see him doing is roughing up the opponent on the sideline in street clothes.
Where is Law?
Totally.
That would be great. But I you know, you've talked a lot about the rest disadvantage that the Niners have this year, and they will have it in their next 2 games because the Chiefs and Cowboys will both be coming off a bye. But there's another way to look at that, I think, which is what we just said, that over the next month of our lives, the 49ers will get a lot more time than normal to rest. And yes, some of it comes on the back end of these 2 football games, but that is significant. 30 days, 2 games. Nowhere near as fun, by the way, but 30 days, 2 games. So the 49ers have every opportunity, I think, 30 days from now, to be a different looking roster than they are in this moment, and maybe more in sync and more in flow and all of that stuff. So my suggestion is just like, forget about the Super Bowl for right now. Like, I know why. Like, of course we're still licking our wounds. Of course. This has been a wild 5 years of a lot of fun, a lot of playoff victories, a lot of opportunities that you have not finished. And so that's going to lead us to want to get ahead of ourselves and go, oh my gosh, if you don't win this week, you're not a contender. Well, October 11th, last night was a night that the Niners told us we have got to go get this thing on track. Even though we have rookie corners, rookie safeties, rookie running backs, and the rest, we've got to go figure out a way one way or another to get it on track. And they did. And they did. That is a very, very encouraging thing that happened last night.
It's encouraging. I don't know if it's very, very encouraging.
I think it is.
Well, there were things that were discouraging.
Well, but that's in every game, is it not?
It is, but that spot, as I told you yesterday in Fade the Dibbers, that spot was set up to be exactly what it looked like through 35 minutes. They were playing their 3rd game in 10 games.
Well, the
third
Niners
game in 10 days.
Niners were third day game in 11 days. It's one extra day.
Right, one extra day, certainly. But Seattle was in a spot where teams that are in that situation, they don't normally win. They don't normally cover. And you're better than Seattle. And you are healthier than Seattle. And you're up 23-3 against Seattle. And then your not-so-special teams happened. So you could talk about the encouraging things, and we have. It's a victory Friday. But you can also look at the things that were discouraging. And among them is an ongoing special teams problem seemingly every game something catastrophic happens. You've got a kick returner who runs into his own guy and fumbles. You've got a punt that gets blocked. You've got a kickoff return that goes 97 yards to the heezy. It seems like every game something disastrous happens.
I think that's fair. See, but look at the difference in sort of what you're saying versus what I'm saying. Your thought is a concern about what you're seeing right now. And I agree with you. I agree with you. The special teams, despite some starry moments, Jake Moody against the Jets and a blocked kick that's returned for a touchdown, and somebody who's signed off the street going 3 for 3, and all of those things. Outside of that, special teams has largely been a huge problem, and that is an in-the-moment, can you please tighten the screws and fix this right now? What I'm saying, though, is stop taking the result of a football game, because I really feel like this is kind of cherry-picking. You take the final score of a football game, remove the context, and decide that's what it means for the rest of the year. That's where you're not a Super Bowl team if you can't beat the Rams and the Cardinals. It's a cherry pick. It's a cherry pick. No football team goes through the year, or very few at least, without some disappointing, surprising losses. Was it Christmas Day last year? The Niners lose to the Ravens with all the picks.
Yep.
Earlier that day, did the Super Bowl champs not lose to the Raiders?
That's correct.
With also multiple turnovers, including a pick six.
In Kansas City, if memory serves.
At Arrowhead. And they won the Super Bowl. You're going to have some stupid weeks. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Like, just yesterday was very encouraging to me.
Yeah, it was encouraging.
With the idea, not about like, oh, you looked perfect, but you went and got the win that you have, and the Super Bowl is 4 months away. Like, I don't even know who's going to be on the roster in 2 months, let alone 4 months. It just...
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about the Super Bowl.
But we do. Can't say that when you say Super Bowl or bust every week.
I said Super Bowl or bust at the start of the year, and then I changed it to wild card or bust, mostly tongue-in-cheek, because honestly, if you look at the NFC West right now... And what we know about the NFC West, even though you're 1-2 against the NFC West, this is a one playoff berth division, in my opinion.
Probably.
The Rams are almost completely underwater. Arizona's not very good, and Seattle's lost 3 in a row. And you've kind of seen, I think, the reality of what Seattle is.
Let's play with this. Who are your playoff teams? We've watched 5 to 6 games. What would you predict?
In the NFC?
Yeah.
I would say you'd look at Washington and... Philadelphia in the East.
Okay.
I think in the South, you would take Tampa Bay alone. In the North, you would take Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit.
Wow.
And then you would take the Niners. There's my 7.
Okay. So you're leaving the Cowboys out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think
what you're saying is crazy.
For me, it's Cowboys or Eagles, and I do think that the Eagles have a better chance to get healthy and be better than Dallas, although you don't play Philly, you do play Dallas. And I don't think that Seattle or the Rams or Arizona is going to be good enough.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying how quickly in all conferences you will get to some level of mediocrity at the bottom of your playoff bracket.
Right.
There's a lot of 2-2 and 3-2.
Agreed.
In what you're talking about there, and it's very early. But by the same token, is Arizona and Seattle, are they on the level with an Atlanta, with a Dallas, a Philly? I know we're excited about Washington right now. Is that sustainable? Huge moment this weekend for them. By the way, here's another, boy, if Sunday Night Football could only flex. Good God, get this Giants-Bengals game the hell off my TV and give me Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels. Are you kidding me? That game is this weekend, and that is delicious.
Yep.
That is absolutely... I don't know if just from a pure watchability standpoint, an athleticism, an excitement standpoint, is there a better matchup in the NFL right now across conferences than Baltimore and Washington? That's pretty lovely stuff. And so that game, we're going to find out a lot about Washington. That's great that you're 4-1. I'm a believer. But go to Baltimore. Let's see it. Go to Baltimore and let's see it.
Yep.
And so there's a long way to go. So what looks good now may turn around and go the other way. I like what you're saying about the NFC North. That very well could be a 3 playoff team division.
And I think Chicago is a threat, but I don't think that they're quite there yet.
Probably not there yet.
And I mean, Detroit is still really good, and Minnesota off to such a great start. I don't see them fading. Green Bay would be, for me, the wildest of the wild card of those three.
I'm going to only eliminate, based on what I've seen, I'm going to eliminate three teams. Giants, Panthers, Rams.
Yeah. It's funny about the Rams because they, when they get healthy, they could be a team that goes on a little bit of a run.
They could be.
They have the quarterback.
Yeah, and I know that they have two phenomenal receivers who will return, but I still don't think that's going to be enough.
You know what I mean?
Their defense would have to be better.
Of all those teams that you just mentioned, they, for me, are the most likely to make some late noise. And, you know, the only win they have this year is against the 49ers.
I know. And they are second to last in the NFC in point differential.
Which
second
is a thing. Last.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But I am also encouraged about last night. I don't want this to come across as me being discouraged
by
any stretch. And, you know, you get to this spot and you're 3-3. And even if you go into the bye at 4-4, that's not the worst thing. And you mentioned the mediocrity in the NFL, and that's going to be pervasive throughout the year. I look at the next two games, and we'll get more into it on Monday as we lock in on Chiefs week. And it'll be fun to kind of get a look at that game as we get closer to it. But you've got the Chiefs and Cowboys both coming off a bye, so your rest disadvantage, which is legendary. Very few teams have ever, I don't think any team since 1990 have had this much of a rest discrepancy where the team that you play have a greater rest than you. You have minus 21.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Net rest disadvantage and back-to-back weeks. You're facing teams coming off a bye and you're getting to where you were last year. And I said it last year when you lost your 3 straight. I knew that the Cincinnati game was going to be a loss because you were at the end of an 8-game stretch with no break, and Cincinnati was coming off a bye, and that's where Dallas is going to be this year.
Yeah, but here's how I kind of look at it, because yes, they could obviously lose in 9 days. The Chiefs are good. Andy Reid off a bye is a thing, although I don't think the Niners are going to be overwhelmed in this game by any stretch. Kansas City hasn't overwhelmed anybody they've played. They've won all 5 games, but they haven't like completely outclassed anybody when I've watched them play. That one's going to be very interesting. The Dallas game the following week on Sunday Night Football. Like, yes, both teams have a rest, quote, advantage on the Niners. However, the Niners will come into the Kansas City game in relative rest, more rest than they normally get before a football game.
Yep.
That has to help. You play Dallas the next week. I just don't think Dallas is very good. I just don't. That's just me. I just don't think they've got very many weapons on offense. I don't think they can run the ball, which makes you one-dimensional, and the Niners defense handles one-dimensional really, really well. It's how they've handled Dallas in the past.
I just remember Cincinnati last year, which was a similar team. Cincinnati wasn't very good, and they came in here off a similar rest advantage, off a bye, and the Niners were in the end of an 8-game stretch, and Cincinnati came in here and hammered them.
Yeah, but the Niners were also, I think, in a really bad way at that point. That was the worst football they were playing all year. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I would be surprised if you're anything worse than 4-4 going into the bye. Then you're very, very rested for what I think is a fascinating stretch of games. You know, you go to Tampa, Seattle comes here, and then there's that back-to-back at Green Bay and at Buffalo. You know, if you do keep doing the whole four-game stretch thing, like how do you do over every four games?
Yep.
I mean, even if you did those four in and went 2-2, and at some on some level you're 6-6 as December starts. And I know that sounds kind of barfy for the 49ers, but if you're 6-6 and then you host the Bears, you host the Rams, and you go to Miami. Like and you've still got a game against Arizona. Sure, you play Detroit on a Monday night. Like the Niners, they're going to get to 10 wins and they're going to win the division. Well, I just feel that very, very firmly.
That starts to get a little dicey if you're at 6-6 with 5 to go. And,
sure.
You know, you've got the Rams on a short week, and I'm sure they're on a short week as well. One thing that we do need to keep in mind is the next time you play Seattle, that's another team that will be coming off a bye. And I know that Seattle has to travel here, but there's another -7 on rest differential because Seattle's coming off a bye. One of the many teams you face this year coming off a bye, which I wonder if the NFL actually looks at these things and thinks about it. Because it's back-to-back years where the Niners have kind of gotten screwed on the rest differential thing. But
I mean,
that Seattle game, for me, will be more difficult than this one is because Seattle will finally have a chance to regroup and have that week off going into it.
And that's something that they're going to have to deal with. The way I look at it, though, I mean, if I really want to go with what's the most encouraging thing out of last night, I don't think it's Brock Purdy. I don't think it's Debo, Kittle, Christian, and Claire. I don't think any of that stuff. To me, last night was the best defensive performance of the year. And you may scratch your head on that because 24 points ended up on the board. But 7 of those go to the special teams, not the defense. I'd also argue that the late touchdown, like I give a little bit of something to defenses when they look totally gassed, you know, and that happens in the fourth quarter on Thursday Night Football. Just look at the history. So I thought the defense from certain individuals, best game Nick Bosa's played this year.
He was awesome.
14 pressures is bananas. That's bananas. To have rookie defensive backs play the way that they did. Quite frankly, the secondary, that was their best game of the year. They're facing a three-pronged wide receiver attack that's really good, and they had no Charvarius Ward and no Hufanga, and you start looking at it, and you're like, are these guys actually better? Are they better? Are they more disciplined? Right. And so that's very, very encouraging. And Fred Warner looked like Fred. And for the first time all year, I can't really give you any of his numbers, but there was no time where I was screaming about Devondre Campbell. That didn't happen last night.
I don't even have him on my notes at all.
There you go. So like that last night, based on opponent, based on the geography, personnel, timing, Thursday night, all of that, that was my favorite performance of the year. And with a new coordinator and most of our negative energy having been pointed at the defense this year, that to me said, okay, the Niners are getting back on track to being the 49ers again.
It was terrific, and that's a great way to put it. And I would even highlight further the big takeaway for me, the thing that made me the most excited was the draft class. The draft class shined bright from Pooney to Green to Mustafa. You had Green and Mustafa each with a pick, and you had Garendo step in, and he had the home run that ultimately put the game away. The rookies came in, and they were fantastic. The younger players all stepped up and were great, and I'm glad you pointed that out about the points because, yeah, you ended up giving up 24 points, but 7 on special teams, not the defense's fault. And that last drive, I was just going through it. You forced Seattle to go 16 plays and 70 yards, and they had to use about 5.5 minutes a game clock. And so in that spot, it's bend but don't break. And yes, Seattle converted. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3 third downs.
And they scored on fourth down,
too, right?
Two-thirds
and a fourth. Yeah. It was 2/3 and a fourth, and ultimately on 4th and 9, they cashed it in. Big deal. That's exactly what the defense is supposed to do there. Not give up the big play. Although they did give up the big play, the touchdown to DK Metcalf that got called back on a, it was pretty much a Bull Schmidt, Casey Schmidt illegal shift on Seattle.
The one on Kenneth Walker?
Yes.
Oh, I saw
because
that.
He was moving. Let's be fair, because we were critical of the Niners getting called for that the week before. He was kind of twitching his arm a little bit.
He kept bouncing to the side. I didn't take that.
On the snap, he was standing there, but he didn't come set for a full second. We've criticized the refs when they've called the Niners. I thought that was ticky-tack, but ultimately it took away a DK Metcalf touchdown, so that's okay.
Here's all I'll say about it. What I don't know, on the legal shift, that flag goes up right away. It goes when the ball snapped,
right.
The flag goes up. What I don't know is if that catches defenders' eyes and they know exactly what the call is, do you relax a little bit? Because DK went right by everybody. They just teardropped it right over their head. So, like, I'm not going to disagree with you on whether it's ticky-tack or not. What I don't know is if 49er defenders were going full speed. I mean, maybe they knew that this thing was getting called back.
There's no way they could know that. Because it could be that Bosa jumped offside as he did earlier in the game.
No, but yeah, and the offense sees that.
But the flag comes from the far side from where DK Metcalf is. I'd be stunned if a defensive player is like, oh, that's illegal shift. I'm not trying. I'm going to take this play off.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You do see flags and you do know. Like DK caught that ball and you had Niner defenders immediately waving their hands. We're going back. We're going back. Come on back. You know what I mean? So DK, like D'Amador Lenore is on social media live this morning, trolling DK for having only 3 catches. And he was like an inch away from having a monstrous game.
Yep.
A touchdown with his toe on the line. Then he had a touchdown called back by the shift that you're talking about. So it is interesting.
D'Amino Lenore, another great game the secondary.
Now that's the one you pay next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.